Welcome to Fantasy Quick Hits. Welcome to Fantasy Quick Hits. This is Miles. Man, I was sick all last week. I've been like sick for 3 weeks, but I thought the draft was exciting. Cam said it was boring, boring, boring. I'm like, man, there wasn't like a defensive player taken until pick 15. It was just, it was bonkers, man. There isn't nothing, but, there should have been trades. I'm like, there were trades. It just, I thought somebody would move up into like the top three to take. I'm just going to, excited noises. That's what it would say underneath my transcript of this, inaudible, stuff like that. And I enjoyed it. I didn't watch it all the way through because I was sick and I wanted to go to bed early, but I watched a bunch of it, and it was entertaining. It was fun. I don't know if I could be more hype on Caleb Williams right now for a dynasty league. Heck, I'm thinking about drafting him in a redraft league. That's how bonkers it's gotten. I am like king of the late round quarterbacks. I've left drafts without a quarterback before because I'm like, I'll figure it out. And I never draft a quarterback except for Superflex. That's a different story. But one quarterback league, there's just so much hype surrounding him. I'm sure it won't matter, but I'm still just, I'm all a tingle. And I've got the second pick in a dynasty draft, and like, I know I should draft one of those receivers, but my mouth is just watering for Caleb Williams. Lidl has the first pick, and I think he will take Harrison, but we'll see what happens. And then Joey, who is a diehard Bears fan, he's like, oh, it'd be stupid not to take Caleb Williams. And then that backs me off a little bit, but I hear all the analysts talking about him. Oh, on a personal note, Grace, who is an elementary school teacher, has diagnosed me with adult ADD. I know I have like attention issues, but I'm not. Can't be diagnosed because I get way too focused on stuff. Like I get obsessed with fantasy football. I will like play hours and hours of roulette on the computer. I'll play a game, and if it wasn't for the kids or Grace telling me it was time to eat, I would forget to eat. I remember one time when I was younger, I didn't feel good. I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, oh, I hadn't ate in over 24 hours. So anyway, and she's like, yeah, hyperfocus is a problem of ADD. And I'm like, oh, how is that even possible? That's like runs contrary to attention deficit. And she's like, yeah, I didn't write it. Don't make the rules. So anyway, that's just me rambling for the week. I was going to go through and talk about the grades for everybody, but I would like to do that with somebody else, and I still haven't got a second microphone because it's not because I'm lazy. Lazy, that wouldn't be a lazy thing. I'm just uninspired to do it. And I'm just, like right now, I'm just talking in the old iPhone, and that does just fine. But there's a thing where I can like have people call in, and I'm thinking about buying that, and up to 4 microphones. It doesn't have to be anything too fancy, but you guys are going to find this hard to believe. I don't make any money on this, but it is sure fun to talk into the ether. Anyway, I hope you all have a lovely day. Oh, I had a good joke. Ooh, the doctor called. Oh, excuse me. I had a doctor's appointment the other day, and I'm not sure what HD is, but I got 80 of them. That's been Fantasy Quick Hits with Miles.